In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Joseph was not Jesus' biological father, but biology does not a father make. Love is what makes a father. Any man with working parts can impregnate a woman, mix his biology with hers, but that doesn't make him a father. That makes him a sperm donor. The only man worthy to be called father is the man who loves his child. And a true father is one who loves his child whether the biology is his or not. Biology does not make a father. Love makes a father. For the role of father derives from God himself. He is father, and he is love. And so Joseph is Jesus' father, not through biology, but through love. We read that the child in Mary's womb was conceived not by Joseph or any other man, but by the Holy Spirit. In love, Joseph adopts the son whose biology is not his own, so that Joseph, the son of David, is indeed the father of Jesus, the son of David. The way the Jews reckoned paternity, Joseph was the legal father of Jesus, and that's all that matters. As Joseph's son, Jesus was the son of David. David's son, yet David's Lord. Joseph's son, yet Joseph's Lord. He is true man, for his flesh is from Mary, and she is herself of the house and line of David. But it's not her status that matters. Who is the legal father of the child? That's what matters. So Matthew traces the line of Joseph. Jesus has his flesh from Mary, his mother, and his legal status from Joseph. He is true man, but as you know, he is also true God. For in him the fullness of the deity dwells, the scriptures say. The Word was with God, the Word was God, and the Word becomes flesh, born of the Virgin Mary, born into Joseph's house, kept safe by Joseph from Herod, raised by Joseph. Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, and before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. But Joseph didn't get that memo. He just found his beloved with child. He could only assume that Mary had been messing around. He could have been irate. He could have flown off the handle. He could have been violent or loud. Or at the very least, he could have divorced her openly, denouncing her publicly as an adulteress. All of that he could have done, because after all, his own reputation was at stake. Instead, we read that Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. He was a just man, so he resolved to divorce her, but he was also a merciful man, so he would do it quietly. As he considered these things, an angel came to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save the people from their sins." Finally, the memo came. And Joseph believed, and he became Jesus' father through love. In righteousness, in mercy, and in love, this father is like his son. For just as Joseph was betrothed to Mary, our Lord Jesus has betrothed himself to us. We are his beloved, but he finds us pregnant with sin. Unlike innocent Mary, there is no angelic memo exonerating us, for the truth is, we are guilty of the deepest kinds of unfaithfulness. Our Lord is not a God of rules, but a God of love. and our sins abuse his love and betray him in the deepest and most hurtful ways. I have lived as if God did not matter and as if I mattered most. That pretty much sums it up. Have you cared most about God's word this Advent season? Cherished it daily above all other things? Let his word lead you out of every temptation and into every kind of good and selfless deed? Have you honored him as your beloved, giving him your full attention in worship, conversing with him lovingly in daily prayer? Has this love so moved you that you selflessly serve family, neighbor, and even your enemies without complaining, thinking not of your own good, but only of theirs? Or are there those whom you have hurt and those whom you have failed to help? Our Lord is not a system, not a list of rules or doctrinal beliefs. Our Lord is a person. We are loved by him. We are betrothed to him. We are his people, his bride. But we have been looking for other lovers, fooling around, and he has found us pregnant with sin. He could be irate, fly off the handle. He could be violent or loud, or at the very least, he could divorce us openly, publicly exposing our sins for all to see, and thereby exonerating himself, because after all, you bear his name, and therefore his own reputation is at stake. It's not me that's the problem, it's my Christians. No. Instead, your Lord Jesus even outmercies his father Joseph. For being a just man, he is unwilling to put you to shame. He resolves not to put you away quietly. He resolves instead to lay down his own life for you. He is a just man, so your sin and betrayals cannot go without consequence. But he is also a merciful man, so he resolves to take the consequences that you deserve upon himself. Like his Father in heaven, he is love, and love is selfless. So he gives himself to the rod and scourge as if he were the sinner. His face receives the spit, the yelling, the blows, as if he were the betrayer. He is stripped naked and lifted up like a human billboard, as if he were the adulterer. And worse than all else, he is forsaken by his God and Father. Why? Because he will not let you be put to shame. You don't need a God who winks at your sin like it's no big deal. Like a husband who loves his wife so little, he could care less if she cheats. You need a God who loves you so passionately and jealously that he will call you out on your unfaithfulness, then wash you and cleanse you again to be his holy bride and lead you forward in a better way. You need the God who teaches you his way of selfless love instead of your way of selfish love. The God who teaches you his way of truth instead of your way of half-truths. You need the God who is not distant from you, but who becomes flesh of your flesh and bone of your bone. One who has been tempted like you in every respect, yet he without sin. One who knows firsthand what you're up against, that he might be to you a just and merciful man, and a husband, unwilling to divorce you, unwilling even to put you to shame. He is a living, breathing person. His name is Emmanuel, for he is God with you. His name is Jesus, for he saves you from your sins.
Advent means coming. Come, Lord Jesus. Come to us now and be with us always. Amen.